It is my pleasure to introduce the President of the Weather of the United States of America, Pat Pagano.
I am thinking, Marshall.
Yes?
That the forecast worked out pretty much as we expected Saturday and Saturday night.
Pat, I want to tell you, I was telling some people on Friday morning, oh, we're going to get a winter storm warning. We're going to get around 10 inches of snow. And I said, what forecast are you listening to? Well, we're watching Channel 8. We're watching Channel 30. We're watching. I said, we're going to get 3 to 6 inches. And I said, and some people might get 2 to 4, and some people might get 6 or a little bit more. What did we get? 5 to 6 inches, and some places got 3.5, and some places got 5.5. At my house, there was closer to 5 inches of snow. But that's because I'm in a shaded area. The snow, when it started to fall, it stuck longer, that's all. But, yeah, you hit it right on the nail. I mean, basically everybody around here got 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Yep, it worked out well. I wound up down here in the Lower Hudson Valley with more than I bargained for. I wound up with 8 down here. So I was one of those areas that got more. But I have to tell you, half of it's gone.
Well, you know what happened? It was funny. You were saying, so I went out. I had a shovel. I got to my car. I'm cleaning off my car, and I'm saying, Pat says it's going to get warm today. Because I'll tell you, right after it stopped snowing and it cleared out, the winds came up. Winds came up, and it was bitter cold. Driving into work, there were whiteouts where I actually had to stop.
Because of the blowing snow.
Because the 6 inches of snow on the trees was all blowing off at once. And you literally couldn't see the front of your car.
Right.
But then it got a little bit better. It got a little bit better. But yeah, you nailed it right on the head. Very good.
Yeah, it worked out. Thank you. It worked out real well. I mean, I was out Saturday evening early. I went to meet my friends at the diner where we usually go. But we moved up the time because of the snow. And it was snowing steadily, but not terrible. This was about 6 o'clock. We left the diner at 7:30. So between 6 and 7:30, we got 3 inches. And it was coming down. I had never, ever, I mean, and they are excellent at the roads up here. I mean, the trucks are out. You know, they put down the chemicals before the snow, and the trucks were out, but boy, you should see the spin-outs. People were spinning out all over the place because it was a wet snow, and it made it very, very, very slippery. But, you know, needless to say, got home, and I was, like, kind of happy that we were home, and we moved up the whole thing, and that was it. And it's kind of funny. My back hurts a little this morning. First, let's go through the weather first. I'll tell you about what else I did. We have some sun to start, increasing clouds. Rain comes in late today. It's a warm front. And the highs today are going to the mid and upper 40s. It's not going to drop too much tonight. Low 40s with some rain, drizzle, and fog. Early drizzle tomorrow. The clouds will break for some sun. We go to the low 60s. Depending upon how much sun we get, we could even get warmer than that. Wednesday, we think we'll go for broke. Partly cloudy, unseasonably warm, low 70s. Then a cold front comes down. We call it a backdoor cold front because most of our cold fronts come in from the west. This comes in from the north. And it will come down Thursday, so a little bit of rain, and then we'll cool off, 50s dropping into the 40s. Friday, the fronts to our south will have some sun. The clouds return. We're in the 40s. We'll probably wind up with some rain and milder weather over the weekend. No snow, folks. Rain and milder over the weekend, and it doesn't look like a lot of rain. And I've been watching it closely because we have our movie premiere Saturday night, and so far everybody but one person has responded and said they will be here, so it's going to be a packed house.
All right. Now, question for you. I've been looking at the way this winter's been going. We're right here where we are. We're right around the 45 to 50 inches of snow, which is, you know, well within the range of our 53 or 54 inches is the normal snowfall. I just got a feeling this is the type of winter where we're going to get, you know, a couple more wet snowfalls in the month of late March and late February, early March. Because it seems no weather pattern holds for a long period of time.
Right. There is indications of a block in the upper atmosphere by the beginning of March, which would mean a big high to anchor itself over Greenland. Whenever that happens, it takes the polar vortex and the jet stream, and it forces it unusually south. And that would put eyes on the northeast, the northeast quarter of the country, and that would make for unseasonably cold and wintry weather as we go to March. So you could be your whole idea is could be founded if that works.
It's just been, you know, it's been a quasi normal winter, but it's been up and down, up and down, up and down, over and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and if you recall, too, back on Friday, remember I was telling you that according to my long-range winter forecast, and I looked at this back on Friday, you know, I had a low-pressure system over the Delaware coast with S-plus over us, heavy snow.
Yeah.
Worked out perfect for that time period. And now for 20 to 23, which is Tuesday through Friday, I have a cold front going through, and I have us getting windy and colder. So that could work. I do also see here a huge Arctic air mass over the northern plains. I have icy conditions there. And then I have a smile up between 24 and 28, which is this weekend into next weekend. And then just as you pointed out, March 1st through 3rd, I have a storm again off Delaware. And this time I don't have just S plus over us, which is heavy snow. I have here S++, very heavy snow. So let's see how that works, folks. That's March 1st to 3rd. We'll see how that works out. But I have to tell you, Friday, there was an estate sale here. There's a mansion that was already sold, and they ran an estate sale Friday and Saturday. Went there. A lot of furniture. So something caught my eye. Beautiful solid oak bar had the lions carved on each end of it, copper top, you know.
Yep.
Very just beautiful. The bar on the bottom to put your feet. $800. I said, well, that's a lot of money. Saturday, thinking to myself, you know, this is it. I'm going back there today. See that guy? Tell that guy nobody buys that bar. And he still wants to sell it, I'll make him an offer.
Yeah.
So I went back there, made him the offer of $250. And he turned around and he said, I already have an offer on that from a furniture antique dealer. It's coming at 3 o'clock when the estate sale ends. He offered me $300. I said, I'll match it. He goes, okay, you'll have to take it tomorrow. I said, why's that? He said, well, he said, you know, the lady will be here tomorrow and... how would you get it out? It's real heavy. I said, well, there's two of us here now, and this guy, Angel, downstairs that works for you said that he'd help us. He goes, all right, fine. Wrote him up the check. Three of us, in addition to a man who was at the sale buying stuff, said he would help us. We had to carry it through the basement, up a cellar door flight of steps, and put it into my SUV, and Marshall, I can't tell you how heavy this thing is. It's solid oak. I definitely pulled my back a little. And I never thought of the fact that, okay, so when we get it home, that there's two of us to unload this and get it into the house. We unloaded it. We put it on a dolly. We walked around through the backyard, which had snow on it. But we cleared all of that. Got it in. Put it in the den. Polished it up. You have to see this bar. Absolutely beautiful for $300.
So there you go. Now you got a nice bar in your den and people can spill more drinks.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. I'm thinking to myself, well, hopefully this will lure them to the bar and not to the, you know, to the living room with the white couches and the rug. But I got the wine tumblers.
And you know what you need now? You need bar stools.
I have them.
Oh, okay.
Right. I had them already. So that was another good thing. Because he says to me, you want to buy the stools too? I said, no, I have them. So that was another good thing. So my back hurts a little this morning, but that's it. The weather's quiet. I said, this is one of these mornings, Marshall, where I could file all my reports for the day right now and do other things because we're in get-up mode for the premiere 1 week here. And hopefully you'll have your copy this week. I ran everything off yesterday, and I will just get them in, in the boxes and everything, try to get it out to you.
You could also say, if you put it up on Yahoo or something, or video, if you do it, you could also just send me a link, and I can download it that way and store it with all my Amazon stuff.
I don't know if, will Yahoo take, it's a pretty large
Not Yahoo, Vimeo.
Google?
Or, yeah, Vimeo or anything like that. I could send you a Dropbox links, and you could upload it to the Dropbox links. Then I could just download it into my Amazon file.
This is going through the Mac, though. You have to remember this.
That's okay. There's nothing. Mac, it'll work. It'll work. I can convert whatever file it is. If it's a .mov file or M4
file. Could I go right to your Vimeo file and upload it to your Vimeo account?
I'm not sure about that, but I'll send you a link for Dropbox because all you have to do is drag it into Dropbox, and then I can take it from there.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, I will send you that later today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Pat, speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast.